You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is January 6th, 2020. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Happy New Year to you all. Happy New Year, new decade, all of the above. I hope everyone had a great holiday season and got everything that they were looking for. Got to reconnect with new friends, old friends, all of the above. And it is now over. The holiday season is over. We are moving into the new year. So with that, we're going to talk about 2020 predictions in the market. Just briefly to mention about what we think is going to happen, what I think is going to happen in this market this year. I did last year, and I like to fall back on this at the end of the year on the last show to see if any of it's come true. So I have a feeling there's going to be one really couple things going to be really big this year or going to be very popular. New Year's resolutions, do you have any? I'll tell you mine for wet shaving, and just how to get your New Year's wet shaving resolutions down on paper, and just how you decipher that and make one. If you're just sitting there saying, well, I don't even understand what to do. I don't even know how to do it. We'll break it down for you to make it a little easier. The Shaving Buddy app. This app's been around for a while. I never used it. I finally downloaded it, started playing around with it. I'll tell you my thoughts on that as well. The Shaving Buddy app is an app where you can actually put your collection in, do a randomizer, and find it, you know, do a shave of the day with it. And Replica Gibbs Adjustable Razor. That is 100% correct. Gibbs razor is a vintage razor that was actually has been replicated before, and now another one is coming out a little bit less in price, but we'll talk about that as well. So guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, so talking about 2020 predictions, this is a big deal here. What do you think is in store for 2020? All right, so 2019, we talked about shaving brushes, certain brands of shaving brushes being really big. High-end razors and all that stuff. Well, I'm going to tell you, I've seen 2019 bring down a couple of trends to where weird stuff has happened. Or not weird stuff, stuff that didn't happen in the last few years. And I'm going to tell you what I think for 2020. I think the high-end razors are going to probably drop off again a little bit more as you start seeing them come in, become regular stock. Example. Charcoal Goods has been a razor company, a high-end razor company, made CNC machine to order. And that was on a waiting list to where there was over, when I got on the waiting list, there was over 400 people on it, or 400 spots. It took a long time to get to my turn. Finally, when I did, I got my razor and everything like that. But now, his list is over and there's regular stock. You can actually go and buy a razor on the website and not have to wait. Now, has production amped up that much? I'm not sure. It's still a one-man show. But it is available now. So that is something 2 years ago or a year ago you never would have heard of. You never would have seen. You never would have experienced that. So that's one of the things that I'm starting to notice. Also, you see higher-end razor companies are starting to not sell out as fast. I mean, there's still some of them out there that are selling out quickly and just not the limited stock is just going crazy. But I think the people who are looking to get one have already gotten one or two or three or four, and now they're reselling them. And the thing is, the resale value is not as high as it used to be. So when you see people reselling razors, they used to be able to sell them for like thousands of dollars. Now it's a little bit over retail. So I think we'll see that slow down a little bit. But what I do think is going to speed up are adjustable razors. Okay, I'm going to predict this myself. I think adjustable razors are going to be going to be massive for 2020. And I'm going to tell you why. In 2019, we saw the introduction of several, 2018 to 2019, really, maybe even a little bit before that, several adjustable razors. We finally saw that the Rex Emporium has been one of the made in the USA razor. It's been out for a while now. That's been really big, and a lot of talk on that. You also see a lot on the Rockwell razor finally came out. A lot of people getting their hands on that. That's a twist open adjustable. You have a couple Rocknell. You have a couple other ones. I think Feather came out with one. A couple other companies are coming out with these adjustable razors. And now already first we're talking about a Gibbs adjustable coming out this year. So it's a Gibbs replica. So it's just a lot of adjustable razors are coming out. And 2-3 years ago, there were none that were brand new, with the exception of maybe a couple, right? McCore or something like that. We're starting to see a lot more of the adjustable game. A lot of people want to do adjustable razors, and it used to be a vintage thing, and now it's becoming more of a popular new thing. So I think new new adjustable razors, double-edged razors, are going to be big for 2020. I think there are going to be a couple more that come out, and I think that's going to be the thing to get this year. As for shaving brushes, there's still a couple brands out there that are pretty difficult to get, and they're going to sell out quickly because they just don't make a lot of them. Wolf Whiskers is one of them. They're great shaving brush. Still has his waiting list going on. Still, a lot of people are really addicted to them. Still buy them by the bunch. You know, still want to get on that waiting list. I have several Wolf Whisker brushes. They're awesome. You know, you have Black Eagle is still very big, still very popular. So, but the resale value on these are not crazy. With the exception of the Wiborg brushes from Germany, none of these brushes are going for much more than retail anymore. So that's good in a way that the market has stabilized a little bit, but they're still popular to buy new. So if you're going to buy a shaving brush, I wouldn't look at it for a flipping opportunity at the moment. And honestly, with anything in wet shaving, with the exception of some vintage goods, if you can get them on, you know, in like a antique shop, I really don't think that 2020 is going to be a year for flipping goods. I think that was in 2017, 2016 was a big year for flipping. 2018 slowed down. It was another pretty big year for flipping. 2019 was slowing down by the mid-year. It was kind of dying down. And 2020, I think, is going to start off just stagnant. I think you're going to see stuff selling for less than retail. I think you're going to see stuff selling at retail, maybe a little bit above for collectible items. But it's just not as much as it used to be. So for 2020, my predictions are adjustable razors are going to be the thing to go. Brand new adjustable razors. Companies are going to come out with them. You're going to have good ones, cheap ones, all the above coming out. You'll see that. You'll probably see some new concepts. I think there's going to be, I have a feeling on the horizon, there's going to be a very, very big concept that's going to come out. A new concept for adjustable razors that nobody's ever seen before and hasn't been, not a replication. It's something brand new. So I think we're going to see that soon too. I think that shaving brushes are kind of going to still remain popular for initial purchase, but for resale, I think it's going to go down. I think high-end razors are going to stay around the same. I don't think they're going to go much higher or lower than they are. Retail, I think they might even start selling under retail, and you might be able to get more stock because I think people are like, okay, I got my stuff now. I'm kind of slowing down. So that's my prediction for the market. As for soaps, artisans, you know, last year we gained a bunch of artisans. We also lost a bunch of artisans. You know, companies like West Coast Shaving and Maggard's are picking up a lot of them. They have hundreds of artisans now. So that's the places you want to really go if you want to just like pick and choose. So every time I log on, I got my database, I got my list. It's over 130 now. But every year, I think five or six pop off and I get 10 or more. So will that stay the same? I think that's going to stay the same. I think we'll see about 10 more artisans. I think for the resale value on soaps, I think it's just going to stay around the same. I don't see the soaps going like, you know, the Holy Black soaps that were going for big money before on eBay. They're kind of slowing down. I don't think anybody's going to go and spend $300 on soap anymore. But I do think that brand new soaps are going to sell out. You know, special edition soaps are going to sell out quickly because people want them. And, you know, rightfully so, they're pretty fun and cool. So that's what I think, guys, on the market. I think soaps are going to stay about the same. You'll see some more artisans. Adjustable razors, again, will be the thing to look at this year with new concepts coming out and all that great stuff. High-end razors will be stagnant, if not go down a little bit. And, you know, it's just going to be a great year. I think so. So it's going to be a fun year. A lot of people wet shaving now. That Gillette Heritage razor coming out was a big, big push for the wet shaving world because it admitted that the Gillette is coming out with Gillette actually made a brand new double-edged safety razor for the American market. I'm guessing that was to test the waters and see how many they could sell. So I don't know the numbers on that, but we'll see. And we might see some more of that in the future as well. We might even see another razor like that come out in the end of the year. Maybe a double ring replica, maybe an adjustable replica. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So big, exciting year for 2020. And if you have any thoughts or if you have any ideas, questions, always feel free to email me with them as well. All right, New Year's resolutions. So New Year's resolutions isn't just for going to the gym and for you know, eating better. New Year's resolutions can also be for wet shaving. And the question I have is, do you have any? And what is your ideas? Like, do you want to new products that you want to try? Do you want to downsize or increase your collection? These resolutions can be all for the new year. Like, you can take any of these questions and really think about it and say if this is for your new year. My personal New Year's resolution is 2019 was a slow year for me. I didn't buy very much stuff. I bought a very, very little bit amount because I do have a lot. This year, I'm going to downsize my collection significantly and start buying newer stuff. For example, I have artisan stuff. I have duplicates of things. I have lots of razors and soaps. I think it's time that I start, you know, I'll probably end up mentioning this on the show, but I will liquidate my collection. And I won't be going too crazy. I'm not going to go crazy for profit. I'm just going to let it go. And whatever I bring in will be for new stuff. So that's another thing. When you've been wet shaving for a while, you start noticing you're collecting stuff, right? You might have a whole, you know, over 100 soaps at one point. Maybe 200 soaps, 300 soaps. You might have 500 razors. When is enough is enough? And that's where what I'm going to do. I'm downsizing my collection is my New Year's resolution so I can buy newer things to talk about and to enjoy. And that's the beauty about wet shaving. You can resell what you have and pretty much make what you paid for it, if not a little bit less, maybe a little bit more. But even if you sell your stuff, my goal is usually, hey, I want to sell it for 50% to 75% of the original value, meaning what I paid for it. If I could sell for 50-75% with shipping included, that's a win, right? So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to for my New Year's resolution regarding wet shaving is I'd like to downsize my collection to a point to where I can start getting some new stuff in. With the proceeds I get from that, I can purchase more, you know, more newer stuff. Because at a point where, I mean, I think some of us here listening to this podcast have over 100 razors, right? And you put them in your rotation, you're using, I can guarantee you that some of us here have that kind of collection, including me. I do have a large collection, maybe not 100 anymore, but I do. And I use the same probably 8 razors throughout the year. You know, I use one or two straight razors that I really love, one that I've been using for years. I use 3 or 4 safety razors that I do love on a regular basis. And I'm really down to 1 blade for safety razors that I do love as well. A couple of blades, but I don't really vary too much with blades. And then if I buy something new here or there, I'll use it for a little while. But usually the newer stuff that I buy ends up being on the shelf and I end up using the same 4 or 5 razors for the whole year. So, I mean, something like that. Do I need all the stuff? No. Is it hard to part with some of it? Yeah, it is. But you got to look at it this way, guys. Most of the stuff that you part with, you can probably repurchase if it's not like a limited edition or anything like that. So think of it this way. You know, if it's sitting there collecting dust, it's just money in your pocket, right? It's money that you're sitting there for other new wet shaving stuff that could bring some more excitement to the hobby. So that's how I think of it, and I'm looking into it that way. And also remember with soaps, guys, you can't have soaps for 20 years. You know, I've got soaps in there from 2012, 2013. I know these soaps are going to go bad eventually. I mean, they're not going to go bad to the where they're going to be rotten, and they're going to be unsafe to use, but they're not going to be as ample as when they were first came out. The scents will dissipate a little bit. The performance will probably stay the same, maybe even improve. But it's like, okay, this is sitting there. I haven't used it in 3 years. What's the point of keeping it? So you can do things like this. So my personal resolution, I'm going to go over it real quick, is for downsizing my collection is I'm going to make a list and say, what is in my rotation for every 3 months? If I don't use it for 3 months, should I lose it? Is there a reason why I don't use it? Is it a collectible? Is it something that I'm attached to? And if I can't answer those questions with a yes, then I'm going to put it in the let's go out and into the world bin. If I do, then we'll see. Now, let's just see. I'm going to let you know the results on the next show, like what I did and if I can actually do it. But try it at home, too, if that's something you're looking into doing. If you're looking at downsizing to get some new stuff, but you don't really want to spend any more money, that's the way to do it. You know, you may not get a full value for it, but you'll get some. And, take the proceeds from that and go buy something nice with it. You know, go buy some new stuff. All right. So if you have any 2020 wet shaving shave resolutions, let me know via email joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com, and I will definitely share it with the show. Or if you have any other ideas to help me in my situation, that would be great too. I'm all open. My ears and eyes are open. All right, just moving along with the Shaving Buddy app. Now, this is something that has been around for a while, but I never use, and I just downloaded it the other day, and I've been messing around with it. I actually have it on my phone right now, and I'll open it up to talk about it a little bit. But being a wet shaving guy like myself and enjoying this stuff, I was always never really thought of this, like a wet shaving app. So you can look at this app, and it says, this app, I'm on it right now, so bear with me. You can add your razors, blades that you like, brushes, pre-shave, lather, which is soap or cream, aftershave. And then you can do something, you can add other things, right? You can put comments in there. So you add your razors in. You have to type them in. You can't use it to do a picture. But you can also go into your collection and then shaves. And it will tell you what your shaves are for the day and or whatever you're doing. And you could select a shave, meaning you can do, let's see. I can check a Gillette Heritage razor with a Derby blade with a vintage rubber set brush. And pre-shave will be, say, the Cube from PAA. And then lather will be Shave Soap, Holy Black. Let's do Lavender Creeper. And then aftershave Lavender Creeper, right? And you can put that in and save it as a shave. And then you can actually go to a randomizer and do that. And for the shave of the day, like the shave of the day today, I put it in there. You can actually add an image and do it on the app. And then you can go and look through the stats, usage stats, and it'll show you how many times you used a razor, rating stats. I'm looking at it right now. I'm just doing like a... like messing around. It has your favorite combo, which will show you the razor, the one that you use the most. And also there's a premium edition, which I didn't purchase yet, but it looks pretty cool as well. But this is really fun app, and it's I think it's $1 for the basic one. I think $2.99 for the regular one. For the amount of money that we waste, not waste, but we spend in wet shaving, you know, here and there, I'm pretty sure $3 or $4 is worth it for an app. So this is kind of like a great way to keep your collection together. And there's a lot of these apps out there that you can use for, like, I know for wine and spirits, because I have a decent wine collection and spirit collection. And what I know a couple of guys that do is they take an extra old iPhone or an old Android phone or something like that, and they'll actually use it for their app. They'll use it just for that app, and they'll leave it there, and they'll leave it on a charger, and that's all that the job is for that phone is to, or that old phone or iPod or something, is to just record the shave of the days and do stuff like that. So, I mean, that's pretty cool for that aspect. We also do it in the wine business. I know a couple guys with the wine cellars that use this just for their wine. It's a little bit different. There's more apps for that. You can scan them and stuff. But this is really cool. If you got some time, take a look at it and see if that's something that you'd like to do. And just look at, like, I'm adding a razor. I just added a razor now. So I have two razors in there. And your shave of the day, and you can take a picture of the shave of the day and saves it on the app. So I'm definitely going to mess around with this. I'll get back with you guys a little bit more because I just downloaded it yesterday. But I think it's a real fun way to keep your inventory and just look at your stuff and maybe even add a little bit more excitement to the shave of the day, because it is, you know, kind of cool that you can randomize it and then just pick a bunch of stuff. One thing is keep your stuff easily accessible so you can find it. And it will take a little time entering all the information. So if you have a lot of a big collection, you know, it'll probably take you maybe a day or two messing around with it just to put everything in there. But it is pretty cool. So check it out, guys, if you haven't. The Shaving Buddy app. I left a link for it for Google, so you can go to the store and purchase it if you'd like. But it's very nice, very cool. I'm going to try the premium one as well. I haven't tried it yet, but I want to see what that one does. So I'll do that, and we'll review it on the next show. All right, and the Replica Gibbs Adjustable Razor is on its way out. That's right. It's coming out in a couple of months. There are prototypes out there. I just saw it on Facebook. I tried messaging the person involved in it. I haven't gotten back to me yet, so we'll see what happens. But I do have a picture of it. And it's in the final prototype stages, and it's going to be priced at around $50 to $100 USD. So an adjustable razor, priced at that point, it is a replica. I don't think it's made in the United States, and I don't know what the metal is. But, I mean, to be honest, it's probably worth trying. Because it's in that area of the Gibbs adjust. Now, Gibbs is an adjustable, old adjustable razor, vintage razor that wasn't really produced for the American market. You know, Gillette dominated the American market with adjustable razors. It wasn't really meant for here. It's for overseas, but has got a cult following. They do bring some pretty decent numbers up on eBay. And if you're familiar with the Rex Emporium, that's what that Rex Emporium. Rex Emporium, or Razor Emporium's razor, the Rex Ambassador. That was based on that design. He used his own, improved it and changed it around a little bit, but that's based really on the Gibbs adjustable design. This one's based solely on the original one. So priced at around $50 to $100. I think it's, you know, definitely worth giving a shot. I remember, guys, for an adjustable razor priced at that price point, do not expect it to be the highest quality. Don't say it's not stainless steel, I don't want it, or anything like that. If you want that, go ahead and buy either the original one, which isn't made out of stainless steel, or go ahead and buy the Rex Ambassador, because that is going to be a little bit more. but it's also better quality, you know, better quality materials from what I could see here in the pictures. But we'll see what happens with the reviews, and I'll definitely get my hands on one of these this year and try it out. And the reason why the adjustable might be cheaper than like a Gillette, because, you know, if you've been following the podcast, you'll definitely know that the old Gillette razors have a lot of moving parts, right? And we talked about Janice, who made the replica toggle, the new toggle, and the struggles he went through to make that razor with all the parts and everything in it without having those large production machines. This razor doesn't have all those moving parts. You know, it comes apart, doesn't have a twist open, which is a lot of the moving parts I think that would be incorporated in that. This one has the top comes off, unscrews. So it makes it a lot easier to produce. So that's why it's probably produced a little cheaper. So I wouldn't say it's that bad of quality, but I think it's definitely a good razor to start and mess around with and try out if you're just getting into adjustables or you want to actually try Gibbs without having to purchase it itself. We'll purchase a vintage one and have it restored. So check it out, guys. I'll definitely update you all with the final production stage and see if I have to purchase one of these as well in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully it will come out. All right, and that concludes our first podcast of 2020 of this new decade, new year. Thank you all for listening. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything that he does in the wet shaving community. And most of all, you guys, the listeners. Without you, there would be no podcast. Check out my blog site. It's shavestraightandsafe.com. It will be updated very shortly. I'm getting it all redone, and I'm going to start participating more in that blog as well. And contact me anytime at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Our next show will be the 20th of January. And until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.